All of these trees look the same. This can't be a natural forest, can it?
You're right. It's not a natural forest. It's a plantation. They're mostly sugi, Japanese cedar, and hinoki, Japanese cypress. Native forest for this area is evergreen broadleaf forest or laurel forest, which grows well in Kumano's mild and humid temperate climate. This environment is characterized by trees with evergreen glossy leaves.
Is forestry an important part of the local people's lives?
Yeah, the forest had been an integral part of locals' lives, both spiritually and economically, since ancient times. In fact, there's a name for this area called Ki no Kuni, or Land of the Trees. Trees are considered divine residences for deities and often seen with a shimenawa rope to mark them as sacred. Forestry has also shaped the physical landscape of Kumano. In the Edo period, all of the forests were publicly owned by the feudal lord of the Kishu domain because of their immense value as essential building materials for castles, ships, temples, and shrines. Every tree that had a circumference of 120 centimeters and a diameter of 40 centimeters at eye height was strictly documented. They couldn't be cut down without the permission of the feudal lord, and every tree that was damaged, including in typhoons or heavy snowfalls, had to be reported. The most valuable tree species were kaya, Japanese nutmeg, keyaki, Japanese elm, kusunoki, camphor, matsu, pine, sugi, Japanese cedar, and hinoki, Japanese cypress.
Wow! That must have been a difficult job being in charge of that kind of detailed environmental survey hundreds of years ago.
It sure was. Forestry in Kumano has a long history and has gone through two periods of dramatic changes. After the end of the Edo period, during the Meiji Reformation, many giant trees were felled indiscriminately, even the ones in shrine and temple grounds. Forestry intensified with Japan's subsequent rapid modernization. But it was during and after World War II that the forest that we see now took shape. Japan was a devastated country with millions of poor and homeless people. As a consequence of the major construction material being wood, the firebombs dropped on the major cities burnt down thousands upon thousands of buildings. To rebuild the cities and at the same time to offer relief to the people struggling in the countryside, the government initiated a massive forestation project. The native forests were cleared for cultivation, and the local people were paid for every tree they planted. Faster-growing conifers like Japanese cedars and cypresses were the species of choice. Hundreds of hectares of forest were replanted. Farmers even planted trees in their rice paddies and fields. Many people left for the cities to work in the factories that rapidly developed in the urban centers. In fact, when you are walking along the Kumano Kodo, you can see where this has taken place. Look for the terraces made of rocks. The trend to plant trees in old fields continues to this day. As the rural population is rapidly aging and less people are able to upkeep the farmland. Today, 77% of Wakayama Prefecture is forested, and of that, 60% is being commercially logged.
The forest really does play a large role in shaping the lives of the local people, doesn't it?
Yeah, the local people are intimately connected with the forest. Another very important occupation that I should tell you about is charcoal making. Hundreds of years ago, it was the main fuel source for cooking and heating. Charcoal was almost as important to them as oil is to us today. It was shipped to Osaka as well as Edo or present-day Tokyo. Even today, the charcoal made in Kumano is some of the best quality in the world. The most sought after being Binchotan, known for its density and clean, consistent burning. It maintains an approximate temperature of 600 degrees Celsius, and it's perfect for cooking. All of the high-end yakitori or skewered grilled chicken restaurants use it. Many other products and souvenirs are made out of it, including wind chimes. Binchotan is so hard that when struck, gives off a beautiful metallic ring.
I love yakitori, but I don't think I've eaten it cooked over Binchotan charcoal. Can we try some later?
Sure. Almost every yakitori restaurant in the area uses it. I know some great spots.